Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
Welcome to the BFM Studios, Hayley Sproul.
Kia ora.
How's my pronunciation of your last
name? That last name is rad.
Sproul. Mate, you have done it correctly, but I say Sproul because the New Zealand Sprouls have fucked it up, basically.
What is a Sproul?
We're Scottish. It should be like Sproul. Hayley.
Sproul.
It sounds like an epic bail.
Sproul. Yeah. Yeah, mate, I just sprawled.
Yeah.
I actually did the comedy gala recently in Auckland, and Arj Barker goes, "Welcome to the stage, Hayley Sproul," and just like left the R out.
Did you address that at the time?
I politely corrected him.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Now you've just you've appeared from Wellington. Performing at the 2018 New Zealand International Comedy Festival. How did your run of dates in Wellington go?
Awesome. I'm from Wellington, so I love going home. I actually moved up to Auckland a year ago.
Did you keep your comedy location based? Were you like, oh, what about Old Hill?
Yeah, I go like, oh man, it's bloody windy out there, eh?
I know about that.
I kept on hearing comedians around the building being like, are we going to do some Wellington gear? I was like, what is that?
Location
just
gags.
Just wind jokes? Location gags. Yeah. Nah, mine, it's a global show. But anyway, it was good in Wellington. Good audiences, good friends and family. Great place to open. And now I open tonight in Auckland.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Can I say I love Wellington?
Yes, you can.
What a great town. Okay. How have you found the move from Wellington to Auckland?
Oh, I feel like you're
going to
put a butt. I adore Wellington, but I wanted to come up to Auckland to see what's the buzz, tell me what's happening.
It's so spread out though.
And Auckland's you're so telling me, out. I was, for a year,
Heaps
I've been staying with my in-laws in Wattle Downs, Manurewa.
Oh yeah.
So I know the spread of Auckland.
Have you been training in? Have you been commuting on a train or by car? Or how have you been getting in?
I'm a horrid commuter in a car.
Okay.
I cried once.
Carpooling?
No. Who? I don't know anyone else who lives in Wattle Downs, Manurewa.
Okay. Text in if you're out there. I think.
Well, it's a great burb, and they're safe streets to run in, and I miss you. But
lots
I've just
of
moved.
Time. Lots of time to listen to the radio, which is great.
So much time.
Kia ora, BFM.
Kia ora.
Right on.
So, where have you moved to? I'm getting your life story right now.
No, it's good. I feel like you get to know the people, then you get to know the work. I just moved to a place in Mount Albert.
Oh, sweet.
It's great. It's right by the market, by the taco place.
The Mount Albert market. I did a stall there for about 3 years.
And did you ever get any? Oh no, you're new to that area.
Yeah.
You would have got a good deal.
I did it on Saturday. Were you there on Saturday?
No.
I just filled in on Saturday.
No, I was in Wellington doing my show.
Oh, bugger.
So
we could have crossed paths. Anyway, end of that story. Hey, so tell us a little bit about your comedy.
About my comedy or about my show?
Ooh.
Oh.
I
didn't mean that to sound as cryptic.
I'm confused.
Okay. No, I will talk about my comedy through my show.
Sounds good.
So my comedy, I guess, is I play songs and I write, I play piano and I write fun lyrics and sing fun songs. And that's kind of scattered throughout a whole bunch of stand-up and sketch. And yeah, I'm not, because I don't know what I am. I'm trained as an actor. People call me a comedian. I don't know.
So I feel like New Zealand's got a strong heritage there now with old mate Fly the Conchords and that.
Those old guys, absolutely.
So that's a strong...
When I went to Edinburgh in 2014 with a show where I played songs and stuff, that's all I said. I was like, Fly the Conchords,
okay,
New Zealand,
can I come
Fly
in?
The Conchords.
Are we good?
And then they're like, great. So
drinks.
It's not them, but it's me, and I do something similar from the same town
How
as them.
Do you warm up your vocals for a performance? Is it just a traditional do re mi so fa la ti do?
Just a traditional... Yeah. I don't touch the do re mi's so much.
Okay.
I do more actor warm ups more than singing warm ups. So it's a lot of like,
but into a mirror? Like psyching yourself out?
Yeah, really psyching myself out. Or sometimes I just forget and then I'll get on stage and I'll be like, oh dear.
I'm still doing my voice exercises.
And I can hear it like,
snap out of it. Oh shit, what happened?
Sorry guys, I'm such an actor.
Hey, now the purpose of this segment is we have brought you up to BFM to have a listen to some comedians that have inspired you.
Inspired me deeply, yeah.
Yeah. We've got a couple here in the system in front of us. Is there anyone that springs to mind that you would like to?
This is like almost like a test because you can't see the screen that we can see.
Can so you really, I know.
What we're doing is
Tim
like
Tim Mitchin, we've
got the strong Shia LaBeouf sing along. We have Samantha
something, and Matt Mull.
Mulholland. Well, I chose mostly musical comedians or musical bits.
It's because, totally making sense now.
Because it's, you know, it's my jam, and I do listen to sort of your more straight up comedians, but. I love a good song, me. Mm-hmm. And so Tim Minchin, who is an Aussie.
This is a clever gag, this. This is for
it's
like
so
for people that know about music.
Yeah,
as well.
So this is a song that I love because I'm a classical pianist. Mm. Like I've been, that's how I learned how to play piano. And then I love comedy and I've sort of mashed the two together.
Yeah.
And this song of Tim Minchin's, is it called F Sharp?
He's a weapon, this dude, man.
Yeah.
He's so good. So
and I
good.
Feel like maybe it could get lost on people. But
yeah, so just listen to the key in which he says F sharp.
I've just said, is he the guy with like the dreads and the heavy eye makeup?
Yeah,
heavy eye
makeup. Yeah, ginger hair.
I'd say like not washed enough. I wouldn't say dreads.
Yeah, teased.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Glad we figured out what that hairstyle is.
Okay, just.
I've been having a little problem recently, which is quite disturbing musicalically, involving a semitonal discrepancy. Vocally and instrumentally. You see, musicians of different varieties prefer playing in particular keys. And singers too treat preferentially those notes they tackle more proficiently. Now, you don't have to be a member of Mensa to understand the depth of my dilemma. The two elements of me favor two different keys, thus the rift betwixt my fingers and my tenor. I like nothing more than playing instruments in F. It warms the very cockles of my heart. The trouble is that F can leave me vocally bereft, you see. I like playing in F major. Singing in F sharp, F sharp, F sharp. I refuse to be beholden to my hands. I don't see why my larynx should give in to their demands. I'll not be forced to compromise my art. And so I'll just keep playing in F major and singing in F sharp, F sharp. Sharp. I'll keep playing in F major, but I'll keep singing in F sharp.
Wonderful.
Delightfully sort of off tilt. It's
Hayley.
Rad that a whole orchestra is in on the gag as well. We're just saying that's quite a powerful scenario. It's a strong video to watch.
Yeah, my orchestra doesn't sort of play the game with me that much.
No, hey, what do you travel with? Like a keyboard? How does that work?
I've got an electric piano because as I was mentioning before, I am a classical pianist, so I am a bit of a piano snob, but I can't drag that upright around the country.
That's got to be a compromise.
Yeah, so I've got a Korg SP250, which is...
Feels,
yeah,
right?
It's heavy, it's weighted, and it's recorded on a Steinway. So,
nice.
You know... Yeah.
That's cool. That's
wank,
cool.
Wank.
What are the key elements of putting together a good comedy show where you have to sing with gags in your set, both as a performer and as a consumer of comedy?
Well, for me, there has to be a purpose to having songs in there. They can't just be sort of like fluff or like like the songs have to do something that the stand-up can't do.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's always about going, even though they're silly, like what's the greater thing that I'm trying to say?
The story.
Yeah. So if I'm going, like I'm telling the story, usually the songs will sort of land on the theme of that story, mm-hmm. as opposed to just being like more like explanation or exposition or anything like that.
What's most of the content?
So the content of my show now, it's called Just a Phase, and it's about growing up as a teenager, and I was trying to shock the world constantly, so I went through all these phases.
Quite zany?
Quite so. I was wacky, wacky girl.
I've got the press release. Is this a press release in front of me? And it says one time you might have been a Wiccan.
Oh, yeah, mate. I was a full witch.
Do we need a young priest and an old priest right now?
Do you still
identify?
Maintain some of those Wiccan
values?
Maybe hexes or spells.
I've never done a seance. Can we get that done real quick?
Well, you could get one going. I'm a pro and I am a witch.
Can you just use like blue tack and whatever's hanging around to do a seance?
The thing with like Wiccan, right, which sort of put me off it when I was a teenager, was like Wiccanism is like really positive. It's all about like love and positive energy. Okay. So it's
a little bit pagan? Is
yeah,
that the
yeah, it's yeah, a bit yeah, pagan-y as opposed to like die.
Yeah.
Which was more my like fashion at the time because I was like, I'm a goth, and I made this huge announcement to my family like, hey guys.
Anyway, I'm goth.
I'm goth so now and I'm bisexual.
I
and
only eat these things.
Yeah, yeah,
it
exactly.
It is what it is. Please respect me. Thank
yeah,
you.
But the show's about like all of those kind of really like full-on phases I went through and how each time I was like, this is me. Like I have landed in my identity and how serious I found it. And then getting to the end of it being like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
What's next?
Sorry, everyone. Thanks for all the appropriate presents that you gave me throughout the
oh, yeah,
landmarks.
But it's all going in the bin. Absolutely.
Thanks for all those like twigs and
yeah,
stuff you gave me when I was a Wiccan and I was casting spells.
Four DVDs of the Blair Witch Project.
Well, yeah.
I've never actually properly watched that and proud of it.
Well,
mate, it's very
I
scary.
I know too much now, though.
Possibly saw it at the movies.
You possibly saw it at the movies?
I was probably super baked at the time.
I saw it when
sounds
I was
pretty probable, actually.
Yeah. I saw it when I was 13 years old because I remember it was R13 and I was like, here we go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready for this.
Let's go for another what you're a fan of scenario. We have a...
A few more
to go through?
Yeah, play Matt Maholland, another sort of music joke. Mm. And this is one of his instructional videos, which...
Oh, there's a lot of these real videos out on the internet, so it's great to see someone riffing on this scenario.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So basically it's Matt Maholland, who's a friend and a comedian and a musician, and he is trying to explain the difference between singing falsetto and singing in your normal voice. Yeah, and it's very funny.
I feel like he's... sort of more doing octaves than this.
I feel like we need to hear
he definitely
is. Sing at some
hey
point.
Guys, so today we're going to be talking about the falsetto register. What is falsetto? How do you use it? How does it work? All fantastic questions. Let's jump right into it. Think of falsetto as a different register completely, not like your real voice. And if you actually look at the word falsetto, that's where the answer lies. Falsetto. False as in not real, and etto as in falsetto. Just like any instrument, it's best not to get hung up on the technical side of things and focus on what really matters, the sound, because if you can hear it, you can sing it. I'm going to sing you two examples. Now the first example will be using my full voice, or my real voice, and the second example will be using my head voice, or my falsetto. See if you can tell the difference. In the arms of the angels, fly away. For that shit. Next, the falsetto range. In the arms of the angels, fly away from here. In the dark, cold hotel room, and the endless night that you be. Now, in this next example, I'm going to switch between the two, and it's quite a subtle difference, so see if you can notice. In the arms of the angels, fly away from here. In the dark hotel room, and the endlessness that you fear. Could you tell which was which? Let me do it one more time, a little bit faster, and see if you can catch me out. In the arms of the angels, far away. If you can hear the difference between my full voice and my falsetto voice, then you're on your way to becoming a falsetto master. Thanks for watching, and join me next week when I explain the best way to remedy a sore throat is a good old-fashioned blowjob.
Oh,
strong ending. Strong.
Yeah.
Wow, so helpful. What a helpful instructional video.
Yeah, so you can just take that knowledge and use that in your own daily life, just when you're singing along to the radio.
Apply.
Apply.
So have you managed to catch much other comedy at the Comedy Fest this year?
I actually haven't, because last week I opened my show in Wellington and I didn't know it. So I was very nervous the whole week. So the only show I did see was Frickin' Dangerous Bro, who's an awesome trio that do a sketch comedy show, and they're very funny. And it's very edgy, you know?
Okay, very it's like edgy swear comedy. Words and stuff.
Wait, swear words?
Aplenty.
Aplenty.
How does the Comedy Festival work with that kind of angle? Is there like a clean comics where they don't do any swearing? Like, do you?
Nah, there's no censorship. I mean, I guess if you came out being like, fuck this race, you'd be like, you can't put that in the festival.
Yeah.
But you basically just have to disclose to them what's the content in your show, and then they put a sign out the front door.
Right.
My one currently says contains partial nudity, frequent swearing, and adult themes.
Gee whiz.
I know. I
feel like the nudity would have covered that bit.
Most of the kids will probably be home, tucked in bed by 10 o'clock tonight.
10 p.m.
Though, right?
is my show in Auckland, yeah. But you never know.
Let's just reiterate, Hayley Sproul, by the way. Is that close enough for jazz, the end name?
Oh, absolutely. You can say Sproul, you can say Spool, like Arch Barker.
I'm going to start having fun with it now.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I say Sproul as
right
in
now.
Sproul.
Hayley Sproul?
Sproul.
Sproul, Sproul?
Yeah.
Now, shall we... Should we jump into another one of these comedy clips?
Let's do it.
Absolutely. The selection I have is, I feel like Samantha Bee. I love Samantha Bee, who does Full Frontal, which is like a false news thing. But I feel like maybe it won't work so much in this context.
Okay.
Maybe play another musical one by Elvis, who was the group that did What Does the Fox Say? Ring, 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 ring. So they're like Swedish, and they've got a talk show, and when I listened to that song, which went like very popular, I found all of their other songs, which is really great. And this song is called Stonehenge.
Yep.
And it's about Stonehenge.
Funnily enough.
Yeah, it's odd. Don't know how they got the name.
Life is so successful, I got everything a man could ever need. I got $1,000 haircut, and I even have a talk show on TV. And I know I should be happy, but instead there's a question I can't get out of my head. What's the meaning of Stonehenge? It's killing me that no one knows why it was built 5,000 years ago. Why did they build the Stonehenge? How could they raise the stone so high? We have to die. When I make my jalapenos, calamari and prosciutto, I'm the king. My wife applauds me in the kitchen when I tell her all I bought is from the local store. And when the kids have gone to bed, we're all alone. She gives me a smile, then she plays with my balls. But all I think of is Stonehenge. I think about it when I dream. The biggest heads that I have ever seen. What's the purpose of Stonehenge? Stonehenge, Stonehenge, do who'd just say, dude, let's build a hinge or two. I would give anything to know.
How about the Stonehenge?
Yeah, I would give all I had to give.
Would you give them your car?
Are you kidding me? Of course I would have given the car.
What car do you drive?
Drive a Civic, drive a Civic, drive a Civic. About the Henge.
What Henge is that again?
It's the Stonehenge, it's the Stonehenge. God, it is the greatest henge of all. What's the meaning of Stonehenge?
Stonehenge.
What is the meaning of Stonehenge?
So that's a busy crew, that kind of, that riff on stuff hard out in song mode?
Yeah, absolutely. And all this stuff is like completely rant, you know, like, it makes no sense. It's like they build this whole, like, operatic song about
Full Tilt.
What, who the fuck builds a Stonehenge? Another one I'd recommend from Ylvis, Y-L-V-I-S, is Dubstep, which is like a love story about finding someone else who loves dubstep. That's
would,
good.
Transformer noises and
would
song.
You say that your Wiccan tendencies have drawn you to Stonehenge?
Yeah, definitely. It's always been a place.
Holy shit, I did not tie that together, John.
A 13-year-old witch that I desperately have wanted to visit for my pagan rituals.
So many rites of passage and sort of magic and pagan ways you can, like, all loop together with Stonehenge and Wiccanry.
I'm just going to chuck in words like
Solstice. Are you a secret Wiccan?
Who isn't a Wiccan, to be honest?
I was
cast a spell.
Don't look at me, mate.
I used to go to the Hutt City Library and get out books on, like, teenage witchcraft. And then I would, like, they'd have all these ingredients that obviously I didn't have. So I'd be like, well, I'll just substitute some stuff from the pantry, like some cayenne pepper and a bit of lemon salt or something.
That's
just
spell, like,
where do I get? I have newt. Damn it.
To, like, be a fuck.
Hams.
Hair of dog. I've got lemon pepper.
Do you have a reasonable collection of crystals in your new
That's
flat?
Where it's at, by the way.
I did, but who doesn't now?
Your own little portable cave crystal thing? Where it's
absolutely.
Like,
I was so into, I was more like, when I was a, like, I went, to, when I was 9 years old, my best friend's mum was kind of like a free spirit, and and she sent us to these, like, young witch classes. So me and my best friend, instead of going to, like, a holiday program with everyone else, we went to these, like, how to meet your guardian angel, how to read objects, how to read aura classes.
How to make a dream catcher?
No, basically. It. And we just used to stand in this room and, like, dance around with weird children that were like, I see spirits.
That's great.
It was great. And so when I was 13, I was like, I'm a full-on witch. But I was more into, like, the gothic, heavy metal,
like
Cradle of Filth.
Beetlejuice kind of vibe?
Beetlejuice, I thought, was so hot.
Okay, that's two. That's two, guys. Just take it easy.
Okay.
Beetlejuice.
Guys, they're both dead. What do I do?
If people want to catch your show, they
which
can get,
they should.
Where do they get tickets from?
They can go to either iticket.co.nz and search Sprawl. Don't search Sprawl. It's not my name. No, the show's called Just a Phase. Or you can go to basementtheatre.co.nz and buy tickets there.
How many Haleys could there be, though, on the bill?
I have a Haley in, like, every period of my life, so there's got to be more.
All right, fair enough.
But I don't know if there's any singing comedian Hayley Sprouls out there. But yeah, 10 p.m. tonight to Saturday, the Basement Theatre.
That sounds like a good time.
It's a banging time, guys.
Thanks Fantastic. So much for coming out. It was such a pleasure.
Yeah. Hey,
thanks. Thank you.
Right on.
Amazing.
Cool, guys.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.